My name is Louis Masimba. I work for Zimtech in Zimbabwe as a program manager for the VMMC program. I'm from Harare. Apparently in Africa, we have two homes, the urban home and the rural home. So if you ask me where I'm from, when I'm in Zimbabwe, I'm always tempted to tell you that I come from some village outside town. I think everybody knows the Zimbabwe story. It has been an internationalized story, but the short of it is that I lived through Rhodesia, which was the colonial time, so I've got a fair memory of then and now. Culturally, there is always this man lead. And a lot has been invested actually in trying to uplift women. Well, the first lady of the country is on a huge campaign in the country to promote women and young girls who are in most remote parts of the country, giving them skills to the extent of even teaching them to produce reusable sanitary pads. Oh. Poor communities. She has had very interesting linkages with international organizations. I think something with the government of India, something with UN, I think, and other bodies. So there's that attempt to pull everybody together. And the government also has, even our Minister of Defense, which is one of the strongest ministries in African government systems, is a woman. There's nowhere in Zimbabwe where I feel people denied opportunities because of their gender. The other good thing is our country is rated quite highly in terms of literacy. Going to school has not been based on gender. Parents just send children to school and we go up to whatever level. That has opened opportunities for everybody across. So there's that attempt to be inclusive, both culturally, both traditionally, tribally, by gender. So we are a pretty mixed kind of population, though I think largely misunderstood.